Today, Shir Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Dalad. We will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Amar Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In our Shir today, we will discuss a number of very important halacha concepts. One concept that we will be discussing is Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, which means that we know that to be chayiv for an achila, to be chayiv for eating something that one may not eat, you have to eat a kazayis. So let's say somebody did not eat a full kazayis of the food that he may not eat. He ate a combination of a chatzi kazayis of iser and a chatzi kazayis of heter. And as all the Rishonim point out, it doesn't have to be 50-50, chatzi iser, chatzi heter, although there is an opinion of the Ravid that it does have to be at least a half a kazayis of iser. But again, the way most Rishonim learn, you have a chatzi kazayis of iser and a chatzi kazayis of heter that you eat at one time. The halacha is it's considered as if you ate a whole kazayis. As we will see in Mitzvah Shem in today's shiur, in the coming shiurim, this is a very, very big chiddush. It's the biggest chiddush of the shiur in the shiurim that we're going to discuss. And not everybody holds that we say heter mitzdarif l'iser. Certainly not everybody holds that we say heter mitzdarif l'iser under all circumstances. The other concept that we're going to learn is tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr means that we started with kazayis of iser, and that kazayis of iser gave tam, gave flavor to a kazayis of heter. So now the kazayis of heter is permeated with the tam of iser. Then the halacha is that it's considered as if you ate a kazayis of iser. In other words, we're learning now that when the Torah HaKadosha said that something is aser, doesn't only say it on the actual food, but it speaks about the tam of the food being aser. And the other concept we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and our Shurim is the concept of kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. As we said a moment ago, in order for it to be considered that one ate a macholos asuris, you have to eat a kazayis of the macholos asuris. But there has to be a time span in which you eat that kazayis. And as we've learned, and we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem in our shir, the halacha is that you chayiv, if you ate that in the time of Kedei Achilas Pras, which we'll discuss more in Mitzvah Shem in the shir, but most, it's anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. The Rambam points out that there's a chumra in tam ke'ikr that by tam ke'ikr, that's not by heter mitzdarif l'iser, and there's a chumra by heter mitzdarif l'iser that doesn't apply by tam ke'ikr. The Rabban says that tam ke'ikr, the halacha is that we don't differentiate between tam and iser. You chayiv under all circumstances. But you have at least the kazayis of iser, because the tam gives us now a kazayis of iser. By heter mitzdarif l'iser, the chiddush is that even though you didn't eat a kazayis of iser, the halacha is that you're chayiv. Rashi's opinion is that the chumrah of tam ke'ikr is not midaraisa, and therefore, according to Rashi, when there's a suffix in a situation of tam ke'ikr, we could be lenient, suffix rabbanon l'kula. Tosfos and most Rishonim are of the opinion that tam ke'ikr is a deraisa, and therefore when we have a suffix in tam ke'ikr, we have to be machmer. So as I said, the first concept we're going to be discussing in our shiur today is the concept of heter mitzdarif l'iser. There's a very fundamental machloikis when we apply the concept of heter mitzdarif l'iser between Rashi and Tosfos. As I said, the concept of heter mitzdarif l'iser tells us that we have a chatzi kazayis of iser and we have a chatzi kazayis of heter. So we only have a chatzi kazayis of iser, but heter mitzdarif l'iser tells us that they combine. So Rashi says that the concept of hetem mitzaref l'isser can be applied even if you didn't mix the hetem and the isser together. As you eat them together, we could apply the concept of hetem mitzaref l'isser. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that we can only apply it when the heter and the isser are mixed together. That's when we have a chiddush of heter mitzaref l'isser. But if the heter and the isser are separate from each other, even though they were eaten at the same time, we cannot say heter mitzaref l'isser. Moreover, to say the concept of heter mitzaref l'isser, there are those that say, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that the isser cannot be bottled in the heter. Because if the heter is more than the isser, midaraisa we always say bittel beroiv, and therefore the heter would be not considered there. As I said, most rishonim don't agree with that. Now there's a question. We're saying that heter mitzaref l'isser tells us that even though we have a chatzik azayis isser and a chatzik azayis of heter, they can combine. Whereas if we wouldn't have hetem mitzaref l'isser, there would be no isser here because I don't have a kazayis. But the question is, why is that the din? Don't we know that chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah? And if chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah, even if you just ate a chatzi kazayis of the isser, it should be awesome because of the chatzi kazayis. So, of course, not everybody applies the concept of Chatzis Shi'os Min HaTorah, so that's why we would have to say the Chiddush of Hetem Mitzaref L'Isser. But even if you hold Chatzis Shi'os Min HaTorah, we mentioned in our previous shir that there are many that suggest that when the Chatzis Shi'or is in a Taruvus, when it's mixed together, there we don't say Chatzis Shi'os Min HaTorah. And the Chiddush here is that even though the Isser and the Heter are mixed together, so there we shouldn't say, there we can't say Chatz Osman Min HaTorah, still we say Heter Mitzaref L'Isser. Another answer given by the Achronim is that Chatz Shir Osman Min HaTorah is only by Achila, only by something which involves eating. And the reason to say that is because, as the Gemara says, that even though you only ate a chatzi shir, it's chazilut tarufe, it can combine to a shir sholem. But that's only by achila, not anywhere else. And therefore, we say we have to say hetem mitzaref l'isser. Begins the Gemara Amar Ravu Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Surim Shabbatayra. When we speak about all these surim in the Torah, ain hetem mitzaref l'isser. We can't say hetem mitzaref l'isser. Chutz misurei nazir. The one exception is nazir. That means, as Rashi, the very masculine heter says, if somebody ate a chatzik zayis of chalif and a chatzik zayis of kosher meat at the same time, it's not considered as if you ate a chatzik zayis of chalif. However, the nazir, which we know the halach is, a nazir may not drink wine, a nazir may not eat any grape or grape byproducts. Products. If he ate a chatzik kazayis of these of grapes and a chatzik kazayis of something else, then we say heter mitzaref l'isser, and it's considered as if he ate kazayis. Why is that the halacha? Shreyam Torah, because the Torah, when it speaks about the nazir, says mishras anovim lo yishta. So the Torah is saying that if he takes bread and soaks it in wine, so we're not speaking about that he only drank wine. He just soaked the bread in the wine, and the bread absorbed the wine. And therefore, it's considered that he ate, it's still considered as if he had a kazayis of grapes. Of course, the Mefarshim make a very strong point. It cannot, the Pasuk, according to the Gemara, which saying that this, according to Gemara now, which says that the Pasuk of Mishras comes to teach us the halacha of hetem mitzaref l'isser, cannot be speaking about a situation where the entire piece of bread absorbed the wine. Because if the bread absorbed the wine, then that would be a situation of tam kikr, which is something we're going to discuss later in the shir. It must be that he ate some of the bread with the grape product, and still yechayiv. There's another place where we say the concept of hetam and starf lisser, and that's besar about the Torah. The Torah teaches us that we're not allowed to put burnt sor on the mizbeach, and the halach is if somebody burnt a chatzik zayis of sor together with a chatzik zayis of matzah, even though, as Rashi says, they're not mixed together, he's still considered as if he was makdir a kazayas of sar that he was over the slav. Command, ask the Gemara according to him, according to whom did Ziri say this? Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar. It goes according to Rav Elazar that we learned in yesterday's shir. That in yesterday's shir, the Dorish, Rav Elazar explained that the pasuk, when it says, Kosar v'kod vash, lo'sektir v'menu, and the Gemara says, Miktsosoi, that how do we know, even if you just burnt part of a kazayis, yechayiv? And the Gemara explained that we learn it from the word kol. And Rabbi Lez explained that what does that mean? That if you burnt a chatzik kazayis together with a chatzik of sor, together with a chatzik kazayis of matzah, that we're learning that even though you didn't burn a full kazayis of sor, yechayiv. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's Ziri's opinion, why don't we say the same chametz bePesach nami? That if somebody ate on Pesach a chatzik kazayis of taruvas chametz, as we discussed in our Mishnah and our Gemara in yesterday's shir, the halacha should be that you chayiv under those circumstances as well. Answers the Gemara, Enoch nami, according to Rabbi Elazar, by taruvas chametz, we also say hetem etzdarf meser lefuki medabaya. The point that we wanted to say over here by singling out the halacha of Aktaras Sor, because Abaya said Dama Yesh Aktara Pachs Mikazayas, that according to Abaya, you don't even have to burn a kazayas of Sor to be chayif for hetem etzdarf leiser. Kamash Malon, the chiddush here is that Ziri disagrees with Abaya, and Ziri holds that to be chayiv, you have to burn a kazayas of sor, otherwise you won't be over that lav. But even though you won't be over that lav, unless you burnt a kazayas of sor, the ktorah lav lepach mekazayas, there is no haktorah less than kazayas, that's one side. But on the other side, we're going to learn that if you have hetem et starf lisser, where you don't have a full kazayis of the sor, you had other food combining with that sor, it's still going to be combined to be considered as you've burnt a kazayis that you weren't supposed to burn on the mizbeach. So what the Tzlach explains is what the Gemara is saying is that the main point of our Gemara is to teach us that you don't have a ketores sor less than a kazayis. But the question still remains, points out the Tzlach, that if our Gemara began with the concept of hetem etzdarf leiser, why didn't, and tell us where that concept applies, why didn't the Gemara say that it applies by chametz pesach as well? To which the Gemara is saying that if the purpose of our shir at this point was to teach us all the places that had the mitzdarf lisser, then indeed the halacha would be that the Gemara would have mentioned chametz pesach as well. The reason the Torah doesn't say, the Gemara didn't say it, because that's not the purpose of our shir. The purpose of our shir is to teach us what is considered haktorah or what is not considered haktorah. The Rishonim already asked that if we're learning here the fact that the Torah says kol, where the Torah says kol, it means hetem etzdarf leiser, the Torah says kol by many other lavim. The Torah says kol sheretz, the Torah says kol dam, the Torah says kol nevela, the Torah says kol sheretz oif. So why don't we learn in all those places that hetem etzdarf leiser? So the Miri explains that in all those places, the kol is needed to teach us that even though there's a variety of different nevelas or of different shrotzim or etc., that they're all in the category of shrotzim. And that's why they're not available to teach us this thing. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kam v'lo shmatza. Rav Dimi was sitting and learning this Gemara. Amalei Rav Dimi l'baya. Is this true that in all other places we don't say hetem tzdar f'lisser? But tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Tful Yoyim, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. If you have a mikveh, if you have a congealed food that has like a porridge that's truma, that's made out of truma wheat, v'shum v'shemen, and you have garlic and oil that were put into that food that to give a taste, but the spices were put in to our chulin spices. V'nagat tful yoyim, and as we've learned, a tful yoyim is an individual who was tamei and went to the mikveh. But as far as chulin is concerned, as soon as he goes to the mikveh, he is tahor. However, as far as truma and kachim are concerned, he's not tahor until he has herif shemesh, until the nightfall. And until that time comes, he is considered tful yoyim, that the halach is if he touches truma or kachim, they become posel. So if a tful yoyim touched this mixture of truma porridge with shum or shemen that are chulin, the nagat tful yoyim b'miktsasin, if he touched any part of the this mixture, pasul is kulan, the entire mixture becomes pasul. And as we've mentioned many times, the word pasul means that it's tame, but doesn't have the ability to transmit tumma further. And here too, the halacha will be that it's tame, but it doesn't transmit tumma further. However, says the Mishnah, hamikvah shel chulin, if the porridge was primarily chulin cereal, v'shum shemen shel truma, and the oil and the vinegar and the garlic with truma, v'nagat tful yoyim b'miktsasin, and then a tful yoyim touched part of that mixture, loy pasul makom magbil vad. Since primarily this is chulin, so the halacha of tful yoyim, as we said, doesn't apply by chulin, and therefore it remains tamei besides the actual spot that he touched, if he touched oil or garlic. And when we try to understand Mishnah, the question is, why is the spat that he touched pasul? Why doesn't the oil and vinegar become bottle in this entire mixture? Why don't these truma ingredients become bottle? Since the halach is that we know, of course, a zor is not allowed to eat truma to truma. The halacha is if a zor eats truma, b'mezer is chayim misa b'day shemayim. So here too, since there's a shear of kezayis that you would eat, and the Gemara is going to explain it a little more in a moment, therefore, this mixture is still considered a truma mixture, and the spat that he touches, the shum and the shemen, if he touches, become possible because of tful yoyim. However, all the Rishonim, Rashi, and all the other Rishonim point out that even though, because of the reasons that we're about to explain, this entire mixture is treated as truma, still, we can't forget the reality. The reality is that most of this mixture is not truma. Most of this mixture is chulin. It's only the shum and shemen are truma. And since that's the case, we don't treat it like the first case where most of the mixture is truma, where we said if most of the mixture is truma, if the tful yoyim touched any part of the mixture, it becomes pasul. Here, we're more lenient, and we only say that the shum and shemen itself that the tful yoyim touched will become pasul, but it won't affect the entire mixture. Ask the Gemara, what is the case that we are discussing? What is the case that we're discussing? Lab mishum the hetem etzdar flisser. Isn't it talking about a case of hetem etzdar flisser that if we have the combination of the chulin cereal and the shum v'shemen trumba, that's why it's considered that we have a kezayis. But we don't have a kezayis only of truma. Yet we're saying that's considered as if we have a kezayis. Why? Obviously, because we apply the concept of hetem etzdar flisser. So we see that we apply that concept even in the case of truma. Says Mar Lloyd, that's not the case. The case is the kezayis b'chtil chilas pras. Concept that we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. That whenever the halacha speaks about eating, the amount of time, most Rishonim say we measure it in time, of eating to be considered that you ate something you weren't supposed to eat, or as we've mentioned previously in our shurim, it goes vice versa as well. If you Torah says you have to eat, we have to eat matzah on Pesach by the Seder, the halacha is that it has to be eaten in the time of Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Where do we take the number of, a pras means a prusa, that means the way most, the chatzi pras is if you take a loaf, half of a loaf that's made of 8 bayim, that means 4 bayim. Some say it's 3 bayim, but most hold it's 4 bayim. And that's the shear for all achilas. As I've mentioned before, there's a very big machloikis achroinim. How much time is kedei achilas pras? Most, it's anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes, but there's a very big chiddush from the Menches Chinuch. The Menches Chinuch says that we can't subscribe, this is a mitzvah shin yud gimel, ois beis. He says we can't give a firm time, kedei achilas pras. There are different foods. Some foods are eaten, and takes longer to eat, and some foods are eaten quicker. And therefore, he's not prepared to take a firm shit, kedei achilas pras. Says the Gemara, and that's the case, the Gemara says, of the truma. There was so much truma in that mixture that it could be eaten up, that you have a kezayis that could be eaten up, b'chdei achilas pras. Ask the Gemara, kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, deraisahi, that the aloch of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din deraisa. And I'm a lay, so he says, in. Absolutely. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if you're telling me that whenever there's a shear of a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, you're also to eat it, it's a deraisa. So ask the Gemara, my pligi, Rabban Alei, the Rabban Elazar. Going back to what we discussed in our previous shiur, we had a machloikis between Rabban Elazar and the Rabbanon by Taruvus Chometz. The example we'll use, the Gemara uses, is kutach, is that dip that's made out of whey and breadcrumbs. And we had a machloikis on how to learn the pasuk kol machmatzes. The Rabbi Lezer learned from Kol Machmetzes that Teruvus Chometz is also Midaraisa. The Rabbanon did not learn Kol, and therefore hold that there is no Isser by Teruvus Chometz. So now the question is, how could the Rabbanon be lenient if we're speaking about a case of Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras? And if we're saying that whenever we speak about Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, it's an Isser Daraisa, why are you Potter? Elamai, what are we going to have to say? That why are you chayiv? Shouldn't the hetter mitzdarf lisser? That going back to our mixture of the chulin cereal and the oil and garlic that are truma, why would you be chayiv? And why would it be considered truma? Because of hetter mitzdarf lisser. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, even if the Rabbanon don't learn the psukim, as we just said, and don't agree that we say that Teruvus Chometz is also Midaraisa, but soif, I might plead Galei Rabbanon, the Rebbe Lezbe, Kutach HaBavli, they should still say that Kutach HaBavli is Osir because of the concept of Heter Mitzdarf Lisser, even if they don't agree with the concept of Teruvus Chometz. I, of course, asked the Tosfos Rosh, how do we know that there was, by the case of the Kutach HaBavli, there was a kezayis altogether. So he says that since the Mishnah, the Braisa, spoke about hetem mitzdarf lisser, spoke about kutach habavli, and did not start differentiating, well, do we have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras? Don't we have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras? Presumably it's talking about that even a case where I have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And if it's talking about a case where I have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, why don't I say, I have a kezayis altogether, why don't I say, hetem mitzdarf lisser? Says the Gemara, hanach l'kutach habavli. We can't bring a raya, says the Gemara, from kutach habavli. The less kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. We don't have a kezayis. Why? Because ibe'enav, if it's talking about that you just have it, because sarvakal eichalei, people don't eat kutach habavli by itself. It's a sharp dip. And if you're going to drink kutach habavli or eat kutach habavli all by itself, nobody eats kutach habavli straight. If you're going to just dip into it, so it takes a while till you use it up. And if it takes such a long time, less by b'chdei chilas pras. You're not going to eat up a kezayis of chametz on the shear of k'dei chilas pras, which we just learned is the shear. So we see from here that when you don't eat something k'dei chilas pras, then you're not chayif. But we mentioned a few moments ago that the opinion of the Michas Chinuch is that the shear of k'dei chilas pras is not a firm shear. K'dei chilas pras is every food is looked at individually. So yes, most foods you don't eat that slowly, but kutach, which is a dip, which is eaten by definition very slowly. So then, according to Michas Chinuch, we should say that k'dei chilas pras is a longer time because that's the way it's eaten. So we see from here many achroinim, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim uses this as a proof that k'dei chilas pras is a standard shear. And it's a standard shear by all foods, even if this food is normally eaten slower. And he says that this is very relevant for a situation that comes up quite often. He discusses somebody who drinks a hot coffee or somebody who drinks a hot tea. And people don't typically drink it up that quickly. It could take quite a while until you finish your coffee. And all the halachas that we're learning here apply to Hilchos Brachos as well. And as far as Hilchos Brachos is concerned, you wouldn't say a bracha achrayna if it took you longer to drink your coffee than a kezayis b'dei achilas pras. And he brings it a raya. We drink coffee slowly, but the way we're learning now, the fact that you drink it slowly doesn't make a difference because you eat kutach habavli slowly as well. And yet the Gemara says that even though you eat kutach habavli slowly, it wouldn't make a difference. However, therefore, he says, don't make a bracha achrayna if you took longer than whatever the share of k'dei chilas pras is. Unless, of course, you leave a revius of coffee at the bottom of your cup, and that revius you drink in the shear of k'dei chilas pras, and therefore, then you certainly have to make a bracha achrayna. The Michas Chinuch, who we mentioned a few moments ago, is of the opinion that does say that we look at k'dei chilas pras is dependent on the food. He says that you can't bring a raya from our Gemara. Because when somebody eats kutach habavli on Pesach, it's not the kutach habavli that's the problem. It's the bread that's in the kutach habavli. And bread, says the Michas Chinuch, is a food that's normally eaten k'dei chilas pras. So if you didn't eat this bread, k'zayis b'k'dei chilas pras, you wouldn't be chayif. Whereas the coffee is a liquid, is a beverage that takes you a while to drink. And he therefore says that if you drank a coffee, even though you drank it slowly, but it's within the time that's the amount of time that people normally drink coffee, you would have to make a bracha achrayna. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, paskens like the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, paskens that if you drank your coffee slowly, you didn't drink it b'chdei revius b'chdei achilas pras, you wouldn't make a bracha achrayna unless you make sure to drink at least a revius b'chdei achilas pras. Ask the Gemara that we're learning now that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is a concept in the Raisa. Esvei, so Abaya asks Rav Dimi, the Braisa teaches us, shtei kederis, you have two pats, achas shechulin, one has a tchulin in it, v'achas shel truma, and one has truma in it. Ufneim shtei medukas, and you have in front of it two mortars in which you grind spice. Achas shechulin, again, one of these vessels has chulin in it, v'achas shel truma, and one has truma in it. V'nafl elu toich elu, one of the vessels fell into one of the vessels with spice fell into one pot, and one fell into the other pot. Mutarim, the pot that had chulin in it remains mutar. Shani Oimer, because the halacha tells us that we should say truma l'toch truma naflo, that the truma spice fell into the truma pot, and chulin l'toch chulin naflo, and the chulin spice fell into the chulin pot. Ask the Gemara, v'yamrit, if we're going to say the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is daraisa, so we're taking a very lenient approach. Now, if there's a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras here, amaya minin, how could we be lenient? And in a situation where it may be an issa deraisa of a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, how could we just take this lenient approach and say, ani oim b'toim b'drech turuma, chulun tai chulun? Why shouldn't we be concerned that it was vice versa? Amaloi. So Rav Dimir answered, Hanach l'tumas tavlin the rabbanon. The entire chiv truma by spices is the rabbanon, and since it's only midrabbanon, we could be lenient. So ask the Rashba, if we're saying Taisus divrei amas kol Hanach quotes this Rashba, if we're saying that tumas tavlin is the rabbanon, why in the Gemara that we started earlier, where we have the porridge that's made out of chulin and the shum and shemen with truma, why are we being machmer if that entire truma is deraisa, is the rabbanon? Because we're saying that the truma of spices is only the rabbanon. So Tosfos says yesh l'chalak b'neihem, but he doesn't explain why. So he says our Gemara is different than that Gemara. Because in our Gemara, the pat of truma and the pat of chulin, there's a shaila on each pat. There's a shaila of this truma here altogether. There, we know for sure that there's chulin porridge and spices which are truma. When we know for sure that this truma, we have to treat it differently. Ask the Gemara a different question. Eisvei, shtei kupis, achas shechulin v'achas shetruma. Again, very similar situation. Ufneim shtei soim, you have in front of them two measures of grain. Achas shechulin v'achas shetruma. V'nafu elu toich elu. And again, they fell in. The mitarim, the pot that held chulin is maybe continued to be eaten. Shani oimer, for again, we say, chulin toich chulin naflu, and truma toich truma naflu. Ask the Gemara the same question. So therefore, here we're dealing with a situation that's potentially an issur d'oraisa. How could we be lenient and say, am I amin and shani oimer? And here we're talking about trumas dagon. It's not spices, answers the Gemara. Amalei, hanach, l'trumav zmanazeh. This Gemara is speaking about truma b'zmanazeh. Truma b'zmanazeh is only midrabanan. And since it's only midrabanan, again, we could be lenient. Why is truma b'zmanazeh midrabanan? So the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Smag, explaining the Rambam, who in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chavov, says that truma b'zmanazeh, even at Yisrael, is midrabanan. Because only Bebias Kulchem, only when all of Klal Yisrael is in Etz Yisrael, that's when Truma is a Deraisa. Even though we have Baruch Shem produce from Etz Yisrael, but we don't have Bias Kulchem, we don't unfortunately have all of Klal Yisrael in Etz Yisrael, and since we don't have all of Klal Yisrael in Etz Yisrael, that's why Truma Mizmanazeh is only with Rabbanan. Other Rishonim explain that throughout Shas we have a question of Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Shata the Kitchel Asalavai. And when Klal Yisrael came back to Yisrael with Ezra after the Golus of Churban Beis Mikdash Rishon, and they were Mekadosh Etz Yisrael again, were they Mekadosh Etz Yisrael fully or not? Was a Kitchel Shata that were Mekadosh for then the Kitchel Asalavai and that Kedusha should continue forever, or it only was as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing. And that the Gemara here is of the opinion, and that would be opinion obviously of the Rambam as well, that Kitchel Shata, the Kedusha was there for while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, however, the like Kitchel HaSadlavai, that Kedusha expired by the Churban Beis Sheni. So we began today's shir by saying that the Torah, when it uses the word Mishras by Nazir, is coming to teach us that Hetta Mitzdar Felisser. Ask the Gemara, Hi Mishras, is that what we learn from the word Mishras by Nazir, Lahochi Udasser, to teach us Hetta Mitzdar Felisser? Ask the Gemara, Hamibayla Lechatanya, is it necessary to teach us, where the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says Mishras, to teach us the other concept that we discussed at the beginning of the Shir? And that is the concept of Litain Tam Kicker, that if the Tam of something Usser permeates something that's mutter, we say that it's considered like a had a kazayis of Isser. So how are we saying that it's teaching us hetem etzarif lisser? Shimshara, what is it teaching us? Shimshara anavim b'mayim. If somebody soaked grapes in water, and now v'yesh b'em tam yayin, and now this water has the taste of wine, he's chayiv because of tam kicker. And says the Gemara, that once we've established by Nazar, we say tam kicker, the halach of tam kicker will be in all areas of the Torah, because we're going to make the following Kal v'chomer. Uman Nazar. Nazar is a weaker Isser. Shein Isura Isura Olam. A Nazar is only a Nazar. Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yoyim. Only for 30 days. And even if a person accepted upon himself a longer Nazirus, it still has an expiration date. Then Isura Isura No. Even though a Nazar may not drink or eat grape products, he may have a No from grape products. A nazir is a form of a neder. And like every neder, it can be annulled. Still, we're seeing, as we just explained, Vosba Tam Kicker, that the Torah says by nazir Tam Kicker. So certainly, by Klayim, where the Torah says we're not allowed to mix different species, that there is Surah Yisraelim. The mixture remains prohibited forever. V'isura Yisra'ano, not only may you not eat it, you may not have anah from it. V'en heta l'isura, and there's no heta to that isur. Ein adin shiyasadam tam kicker, then certainly the halacha ought to be tam kicker. For who adin, and continues the braisa to teach us, la'arla, by arla we should say tam kicker, even though it doesn't have all the chumras that klaim has, but has two of the chumras, that arla is also b'hano, and heter li sura, and there's no heter for arla. It is, however, that it's not isra oilam, because arla expires after 3 years. But still, it's more of a serious isra than nazir. So if it's more of a serious nazir, if it's more of a serious isra than nazir, so ask the Gemara, if we're saying tam kicker by nazir, we should certainly say tam kicker by these other surim as well. There's an interesting question that's discussed. When we say now tam kicker, where do we say it? So many derive it, as explained by Rabbi Chanan, that tam kicker is only said by achila. That if I have the case that we're learning in our Gemara, a cup of water that has in it the tam of wine, the halacha teaches us that it's treated like wine. That's when I'm eating or drinking something. But when it comes to other surim, like in Isra Hano, there we don't say tam kicker. The Rosh and the Ran disagree, and they learn that we say tam kicker even by others, either by other surim, Beisar Hano as well. The question, of course, that the Rishonim ask is, yes, our Gemara is using a Kal v'chomer to teach us that not only by Nazar do we say Tam Kicker, but by other Yisurim as well we say Tam Kicker. But the question is, we've learned many times that the Halach is Ein Onshim Adin. We can't give punishment, we can't give Malkus based on a Kal v'chomer. So as strong as the Kal v'chomer may or may not be, how could we rely on it? So the Rash already asked this question. And the Rash says that we shouldn't look at the Gemara as a Kal v'chomer, but rather what the Gemara means to say is that Nazar should be a Gili Milsa. That Nazar should be a way of understanding that we say Tam Kicker. The Tam Kicker means that you ate the Isser. And since that it's considered as if you ate the Isser, that's why we don't say it. That's why we could say, base our limur on a Kal v'chomer. Another pshat that I saw that some Rishonim want to suggest, that indeed, the Gemara is not suggesting that because of our Kal v'chomer, we should be able to give out Malkus by Tam Kicker, by all Isurim. But we can rely on a Kal v'chomer to teach us that it's Osir. And all the Gemara wants to do with this Kal v'chomer is to say that we should say Tam Kicker by all Isurim. Another pshat that I saw from the Marsha, the Sfasem is based on the Marsha, says a beautiful pshat. He explains why indeed is there a halacha that ain't on Shimon Adin, that we can't rely on a Kal V'Chomer to give out an Einish. So he explains, because maybe the Einish is not enough of an Einish. Maybe for this other Aveira, which by definition, since we're learning that's more of an Aveira through a Kal V'Chomer, since it's a more serious Aveira, the Einish that the lesser Aveira gets is not sufficient for the more serious Aveira. Says the Marsha, says the Sfas Emes. But if I know for sure that the Einish would be this, then there would be no question that it could rely on the Kal V'Chomer. So he says, let's think about this case. We know what the Einish is by Arla. We know what the Einish is by Klayim when we're not relying on Tam Kicker. Now we're using the Kal V'Chomer of Tam Kicker to say that Tam Kicker is also here as well. What the Einish will be, we already know from the case where it's not Tam Kicker. Answers the Gemara. The man that learns that this Pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach us the halach of Tam Kicker is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, that don't hold of Hetem Tzadar Flisser, and therefore, since they don't hold of Hetem Tzadar Flisser, the Pasuk of Mishras is used for Tam Kicker. Rabbi Yochanan, that says Mishras is teaches us Hetem Tzadar Flisser, holds like Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Hetem Mitzdar Flisser. Ask the Mahai Rabbi Kiva. Where do we see that is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva? Ilam Rabbi Kiva de Masnissen, Rabbi Kiva of a Mishnah. The Tanah, the Mishnah Masechta Nazar teaches us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nazar Shar Pita B'yayin, V'yesh Be'el Tzarev K'dei Chazayis, if somebody has bread dipped into wine, the Nazar, and you have Chazayis, a bread, means, seemingly, that you have some bread and some wine, that he's going to be chayiv. So we see that he holds hetem and star flisser. Ask the Gemara, who says that that's the case that's being spoken about? Who says it's talking about a case where we combine bread and wine? Maybe they were talking about a case of wine itself, that a kezias of wine fell into the bread. We have wine itself, what's the chiddush? The chiddush will be the chafagav. The taruvus, the wine is not pure. The wine is only in a taruvus. We still say that it's considered as if he ate a kezias of wine. Ella, so we don't have a raya that Rabbi Kiva holds by Nazir, hetem tzadar flisser. Ella, Rabbi Kiva the brisa. Says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Kiva of the following brisa. The Tanya, the brisa teaches us, Rabbi Kiva, I mean Nazir shishar repita b'yayin. If Nazir dipped his bread into wine, v'och kezayis mipas miyayin, and then he had a combination of bread and wine, he's chayiv. Here he clearly teaches us that we say hetem etzdar flisser by Nazir. So the shita that we began today's shiur with, that we say hetem etzdar flisser, says is according to Rabbi Kiva. So ask the Gemara, so now that we've established that according to Rabbi Kiva, the word Mishras, which is stated by Nazir, is coming to teach us Hetem Tzadar Flisser, ask the Gemara, so according to Rabbi Kiva, Tam Kicker Menole, where will he know the concept of Tam Kicker? Answers the Gemara, Yal Mibas B'Cholof. He learns it from Bas B'Cholof. And as Tosfos in Masechta Nazir explains this Gemara, he says that our Gemara has taught us, we said this at the beginning of our shiur, our Gemara has taught us two halakha concepts. One is the concept of hetem tzadar flisser, and one is the concept of tam ke'ikr. And as we said from the beginning of the shiur, tam ke'ikr is less of a chiddush than hetem tzadar flisser. So if I only had one pasuk, explains Tosfos, I would say that pasuk is coming to teach us tam ke'ikr. If Rabbi Kiva says that the pasuk of Mishras is teaching us hetem tzadar flisser, he obviously has another pasuk to teach us the halacha of tam kicker. And now the Gemara wants to say, no, from where does he learn it? Says the Gemara, he learns it from Bas B'Cholof. Lav tam, because what happens? Nav tam ba'alma, the milk, the tam of the milk went into the basar, and still, it's also because of Bas B'Cholof. Hachanami, so too, B'Cholot Torah Kula, we're going to say, Loishno tam kicker. Verabonin, So the Rabbanan that do learn Tam Kikah from Mishras, why can't they learn it from Bas B'Cholov? Says the Gemara, Bas B'Cholov like Gemirin. We can't learn from Bas B'Cholov because Bas B'Cholov is a Chiddush. Ask the Gemara, my Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of Bas B'Cholov? Ilema, the Hailuch Day, the Chailuch Day Shari. The meat that we're talking about is kosher meat. The milk that we're talking about is kosher milk. And yet when we take two kosher foods, or Bahadeh Adadi, when we mix them, it's Asr. And that's a real chiddush. Ask the Gemara, Klaim Nami. The halach is Hailuchudei, Vahailuchudei Shari. We have two species. Each species by itself is mutter, and yet Badadi is Asr. So the Gemara, the chiddush of Bas B'Cholov is Itara like Kula Yoima, B'Chalva. If you cooked it all day, Shari, it would be mutter. Boshle B'Shule, but if you soak them together, Bas B'Cholov Midaraisa remains mutter. Only when you cook them together is it Asr. And that's why you can't learn from Bas B'Cholov. Rabbi Kiva Nami. So now ask the Gemara. We've said that where does Rabbi Kiva know Tam Kikar? He knows Tam Kikar from Bas B'Cholov. How can we learn from Bas B'Cholov? Bas B'Cholov is a Chiddush. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu Migulei Nochrim. He learns from the Parsha of Kashrin. When Klai Yisrael came back from the Melchemes Midyan, and they brought along the various utensils and vessels of the Midyanim, of the Akum. And the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Elazar Koyin told them, that all the Kalim that were not kosher have to be kashered. Now, Gulin Nachum Ba'alma, Gulin Nachum Laf Talma Ba'amahu. What's the problem with the vessels that were used by the Akum, that they were cooked by the Akum? They were permeated with the Tam of the non-kosher foods. And yet we see that it's Osir. So from here we see Tam Kikr. Ask the Gemara. So the Rabbanon, who learned Tam Kikr from Mishras, why can't they learn from Guli Nachri? Says the Gemara, Guli Nachri Nami Chiddushu. Because the whole Parsha is a Chiddush. Daha, Kol Noisin Tam Gam Mutter. After the Tam is in a Keli, we Paskin L'Chatchila, after 24 hours, although there are opinions that even just if they were there overnight, the taste that's absorbed is already pogum, it's foul tasting. In the Orbi Mutter, the Garminan, because the Torah, we should learn from the Vela, that something which is not edible is no longer usher. Because the Torah, when we spoke about Nevela, says, as long as it's edible, it's considered a Nevela. And Hocha, even though the tam that were in those kalim, because till they brought the kalim back to where they were, certainly it was already past the time that the tam was pogum at this point of the Gemara, and still they had a kasher. So we can't bring a raya from there. Rekiva, so how does Rekiva, who does learn tam kicker from kashering, defend himself? Says the Gemara, Kurevchia Bereder Funa. Indeed, that the kalim that the Torah said we need to kasher were not. Yet, we're still within 24 hours of use. Hilkach, therefore, it wasn't a situation, and it wasn't a chiddush. The Rabbanon, says the Gemara, what is the concept of Nois Tam Gam according to Rabbanon? The Rabbanon hold that as soon as Tam comes into the Keli, we don't need to wait for 24 hours. We don't need to wait for 12 for overnight. The Tam becomes Pogum. The Loi Pogum Porta, it starts becoming Pogum immediately. And if it starts becoming Pogum immediately, so why do we have to kasher? It must be a Chiddush. And we can't learn from there to anywhere else, the Tam Kikr. Tosfos the Ramask of Rabbanon say, obviously, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that the Begima does not begin. The Begima does not begin until the 12 hours, the overnight or the 24 hours pass. Al Gemara teaches us that we're learning from here that we apply the kam of Tam Kikr. So the question that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses, that he says he discussed with his father-in-law, Zatzal, Rabbi Yoshev, what is the halacha with various foods that are mutter, that are kosher foods, but they have the taste, their imitation, and they have the taste of something that's asur. Would they be? May we eat them or not? So Rabbi Yoshev wanted to take a strict approach because he says that our Gemara is teaching us that when we look at Isser, then the halacha is we look at the time of Isser. And therefore, since we look at the time of Isser, that's what we have to be concerned that the Torah wants us to stay away from. Of course, it's a very big chiddush, a very big chumra, because we know that the Gemara, Masechet Chulin, teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us, gave us various foods that are kosher, that this is very, that Chulin Daf Tazayin, that are kosher, that have the taste of non-kosher food. So you see that the time is not what's the consideration, because these foods have the time of Isser and still may be consumed. So he says, it's different when you start with a food which is inherently kosher, which the Torah says is kosher, versus a food that we're creating as an imitation. Of course, that most places can disagree. If it's kosher, it's kosher. I saw the Tver Shloima, in speaking about Tam Ki'ikr, says, what is the lesson of Tam Ki'ikr? He says, the lesson of Tam Ki'ikr is very similar to the lesson that we discussed earlier in our Masechet on Daf Lamed, that Chometz is Osir in Pesach B'mashehu. From here we see that even the smallest amount of Isser could have serious repercussions. Of course, he explains the other way around. If a small amount of Isser could have serious repercussions, a small amount of Kedusha could have tremendous repercussions as well. And if somebody just has the tam of Torah, the tam of mitzvahs, the tam of Yerushalayim, tam ki'ikr, that could give us the ability that it should be considered like we are, that kedusha expands and permeates all of our being, that we should be considered kedoshim v'tahirim and be those on whom the Shekhinah could rest.